Welcome to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and Ariella Bowrod is here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome back. I should say it has already been 2 years since
I can't believe it's been that long already.
Last appearance on the Midday, and we have an action-packed hour. Lots of music that you've picked out to play during the hour, but I should say a word or two of reminder or reintroduction that Ariella is going to complete her fourth and final year at the Interlochen Arts Academy in Interlochen, Michigan, and she's attending there on a merit scholarship. She was our 2011 Bolts Young Artist Concerto competition winner. That's the final forte, and also a WISO, Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Philharmonia Concerto competition winner. That would have been back in, 2009, then 2007, the Madison Symphony's Fall Youth Concerto Competition winner, and on it goes. So you have a lot of laurels. It's a wonder you can sit up straight with all of that to your credit. But you're looking forward to that fourth and final year at Interlochen?
I am. It's been great so far. It's been really busy since I've had to apply to college, and I've had a lot of performances. So it's kind of been a whirlwind this last year, but I'm looking forward to completing it really strongly, and then I'm looking forward to what's coming next, freshman in college.
Whatever exactly that may be.
Yeah, whatever that might be. I don't know yet. Not yet.
You're waiting to find out who accepts those college applications.
Right. April 1st is the time that I'm going to find out for all of the schools that I applied to. So fingers are crossed, knock on wood,
And what are some, how many of them, and which are some of them?
I applied to 4 schools, including Oberlin, Peabody, Manus, and Juilliard. And I'm looking to study probably in New York or in Baltimore, which is where Peabody's located. But I'd be lucky to attend any of those. They're all wonderful, wonderful institutions.
Sounds like a strong music theme there in your future in any
right,
event.
Right.
Well, let's get to some Beethoven. And this is actually a sonata that you played as part of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's Beethoven Festival, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. This would be number 15. It's called the Pastorale. And the first movement, I'm guessing, is not exactly where the name Pastorale comes from.
No, Beethoven actually didn't name this his Pastorale Sonata like he did with his Sixth Symphony, which he actually did call the Pastorale. But people who looked back on this piece, I guess they envisioned, like a pastoral like setting on a farm or with like a mountain or hills or, something to do with nature. So they actually nicknamed it the Pastoral Sonata.
And you can think of it as however you want. It's up to each of us to
imagine. Right. It's up for interpretation, definitely.
All right. Here's the first movement, Allegro.
Thank you.
It certainly does have some pastoral, or at least you could say pastoral moments in there from the very beginning, doesn't it?
That's it definitely does, right.
First movement, Allegro, of the Sonata number 15 in D, this pastoral symphony by Beethoven. And you're hearing piano music live from our Buck studio today during the midday. My guest is Ariella Bolrod, putting in her second appearance in 2 years now. We hope it won't be another 2 years before the next one. And you recently recorded a broadcast of From the Top.
Right. I was lucky enough to play live in Athens, Georgia, where they did the taping of their From the Top show. And it was such an incredible experience. I got to meet so many different young musicians that were just as passionate about music and the arts as I am. And, you know, the entire show, it's just a lot of fun. There's no pressure, no stress, nothing really like that at all.
It's hard to believe, but if you say so.
I'm serious. Really, they make everything so comfortable for you. And it's mostly fun, really. I mean, it doesn't even feel like you're doing any work. There's really no work involved. It's just all fun.
What about this Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise? Is this two pieces sort of glued together, or is it one piece really that kind of holds together as a single unit?
Well, originally, Chopin wrote this piece, the Polonaise, for a soloist to play with orchestra. But if you're familiar with any of Chopin's concertos 1 and 2, the orchestra part really doesn't have much of a part, to be completely honest. It kind of just acts as a cradle and supports the soloist. So more and more people in Chopin's time started to just play the Polonaise without orchestra. So Chopin added the Andante Spianato as kind of an introduction to the Polonaise. And I will be playing it solo, obviously, since we're in Buck Studio, and I'll be playing the orchestral parts on the piano. So it really is a work that can stand on its own without accompaniment.
And spianato means, what, smooth or
smooth,
even?
Smooth, even, mm-hmm. Right. Very calm, tranquil, beautiful.
And a Polonaise originally was a processional dance, so it has this kind of
festive
quality.
Right, and it has
the
traditional rhythms of the Polish dances in it, in the left hand, if you can listen for that.
So we'll be going just past 12:30 with our quiz question today. And this will take us there, the Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise Brillante of Chopin, played by Ariella Bolrod. Spectacular.
Thank you.
You looked like you were having fun doing that, too.
Oh, yeah. That was a workout.
Ariella Borod with the Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise Brillante by Frédéric Chopin. You ever get to the point, I mean, when you first see a piece of music on the page, obviously your eye is taking it in, and then there's a point where you're transferring that from the eye to the hand.
Right.
Is there a point that you come to where you can think of something totally different and play a fairly complicated piece of music?
I mean, I think that's the goal for every musician.
Just have it in your fingers?
Yeah, well, you want it in your fingers, but when you're performing especially, you want to be listening, and you don't want to be focusing on what your fingers are doing. You want to be listening to what's around you, adjusting constantly to the acoustics around you, adjusting to your instrument, especially for a pianist. I don't have my own instrument, unfortunately, that I can carry around on my back. I wish I did, trust me. But yeah, I have to constantly be adjusting and listening to the sounds and the nuances and the tone colors. And it's a lot to do. And I just want all of the notes to be secured in my fingers so my mind can switch things up a bit and always change, always adjust, you know, always adapt to the situation that I'm in.
Well, it looked like you were there.
Thank you. That's my goal. That's what I am hoping for.
Back with you live from our Buck studio for the Midday Today and pianist Ariella Borod. And we'll be hearing a very different kind of music for the piano shortly. We're back with Ariella Borod, and we're going from Beethoven and Chopin now to Béla Bartók. A different kind of fun, I'm guessing.
Definitely very different kind of fun, but still a lot of fun nonetheless, especially for me to play. It's one of my favorite pieces to perform.
And what about this Bartók suite? It's in four short movements. Does it have, do you think, does it have some of those Hungarian rhythms and
folk
definitely. Qualities?
Right, especially in the first movement, in the very beginning, like the first 4 or 8 bars, you'll definitely be able to pick up some of these traditional Hungarian folk dance rhythms. And this piece is definitely not as polite as the other two that I played, especially not like the Polonaise, which is a very noble,
yes,
regal dance. This is the opposite of that kind of dance. This is just a folk dance for all sorts of townspeople, no matter high class, low class, whichever. It's just for fun. So.
And it brings us into the 20th century with Béla Bartók, and this is his suite, Opus 14.
Thank you.
Suite Opus 14 by Béla Bartók for short movements, and the last one certainly lives up to its name, doesn't it? Sostenuto.
Right.
Back with Ariella Borod and Etude or Two, taking us back to the 19th century, all after this here on WPR. Well, an etude, that's a study. And what is this one by Liszt studying in particular? What's it focusing on?
It's focusing on a lot of different things. One in particular is bringing out voices in the thumbs while the rest of the hand is just kind of running around with these massive amounts of 16th notes that are kind of just like the devil to be able to play. It's really difficult. Also, just tone in octaves, in loud passages, making sure that they don't sound edgy and sharp and rather rich and with a beautiful, loud sound.
Here it is, Etude number 10 in F by Liszt. Thank you. Well, it would be hard to top that for a finale.
Thank you.
Does it remind you at times a little bit of Liszt's Mazeppa? Those rhythms.
Surely.
And
the drama and all of that.
Yeah, very theatrical piece.
Right.
The Etude number 10 and F by Liszt. Is there a composer, Ariella, that you're just now discovering? You think, wow, I really want to delve into this composer's stuff.
You know what? There is. His name is Nikolai Kapustin, Russian composer and pianist. And all of the music that he composed for piano is all classical but jazz inspired. So it's a contemporary composer, and it's something that I've never really done. I've never really experimented in that kind of an area. I've tried to do some improvising, but
I was going to ask about that.
You know, it's not really my thing. I've tried hard, but when I found out about Kapustin and his jazz inspired etudes that he wrote, I was like, this is perfect for me. I don't have to improvise, but I can, you know, try to swing a little bit. So that's something that I'm really excited about being able to start very soon.
And how did you discover him? Was it through the sheet music, or did you hear it?
I heard it. Someone at Interlaken performed one of his etudes last year, and the moment I heard it, I was hooked. And so I listened to all of his etudes, and he has a couple things. He has a concerto for two pianos. I don't know. He's got a lot of different things out there. I love them all.
Well, so we'll maybe coax you into playing some of that next time you're in town.
Please do. Please do.
Well, Ariella, you have, let's see, one more year in high school.
No, this is my last.
I mean, that's right. Finishing your last year is what I'm trying to say.
That's right. That's right.
It went quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it
sometimes.
Did. You know, it really did. It felt like a breeze. It did. Some parts of it was hard, but most part is easy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And so best wishes for success with those college applications.
Thank you. I'll let you know what happens. We'll all be next year.
Find out in about 10 days, 2 weeks, right?
About two weeks. That's right.
Well, thanks for coming in and sharing another hour of music with me.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All of our listeners out there in Radio Land.
Thank you.